Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily. Welcome also to Sunday, the 12th day in April. Please open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with Amen, I receive it. 12 is not an ordinary number. It has great scriptural and spiritual meaning. There are 12 tribes of Israel, 12 apostles of Jesus Christ, 12 gates of New Jerusalem, 12 foundations, 12 angels, 12 baskets were left over after feeding 5,000. Elijah rebuilt the altar with 12 stones, representing restoration and divine alignment. Let me stop here and use it to pray. I speak to your life. May your life enjoy divine alignment. 12 represent divine government, authority, order, and completeness. May the covenant forces of 12 start manifesting in your life. The good things which God has started in your life will be completed beautifully. You will enjoy divine order. Now, if you are attending church service today, when you get to your church, please pour out your heart in prayers before God in church. During offering, add to your offering. It could be small or it could be big. Just add more than what you usually give. Don't let it be the normal, usual, or amount you give. Expect a divine surprise during the week. We don't buy God's blessings, neither do we pay for his wonders. But when you make a sacrifice, something turns in the spiritual. If you will not be in church, also take an offering of choice. Transfer it to KPGF Commission's account. Let a seed leave your hand to God's work today. And watch what will follow. Who is this? You had a bad dream last night or a few nights ago, and you are wondering what kind of dream is this. That dream that disturbed you will never happen. Do a prayer warfare this Tuesday. Observe a fast, either full day or till 2 p.m. Google or chat GPT for relevant Bible verses on that particular dream. Use them to pray it off. Anoint yourself and move on. Your fears will not happen. Everybody, raise up your phone and let me pray. I prophesy. You will receive good news this week. There will be alert upon alert. Good money will be paid into your account. Receive it in Jesus' name. April 12th celebrant, your birthday prayers. Open your hand. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will mark this date yearly in good health, in prosperity, and in power. Happy birthday, listeners. Today is day 21 of teaching and dealing with people's questions. How time flies. From tomorrow, we shall start a two-week journey into testimony sharing. Save your question or situation that we are not able to treat. Now, one good thing about this platform, whether it is question and answer we are treating or testimonies, the anointing and the grace of God is always on the two. We are always blessed. But we will go on with testimony sharing from tomorrow. Today, we will still do some teachings. First issue. Good morning, Pastor. Please, I don't understand the following verses from Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 22 to 26. I need you to enlighten me better, sir. Wow. Deuteronomy 14, 20 to 26 is about tithing in the Old Testament. There God commands his people to tithe their increase yearly. And as I've said here before, the children of Israel were mainly into agriculture and husbandry. So they tithe of their farm produce and animals. Verse 25 says, if the place to take their tithe is too far, or the animals and the farm produce too heavy, they should convert it to cash and take it there. For us this day, we monetize everything for our tithing, and then we do transfer instead of carrying good chicken and oxen. Deuteronomy 14, 22 to 26 is on tithing in the Old Testament. Tithing is one of the ordinances in the Old Testament that is still relevant in our day and generation, because it's all about kingdom expansion and funding God's work. God's word requires a lot of funding, which come through God's children as they tithe and give. It is an Old Testament established which the New Testament approved and is relevant for us today. Next. More grace, Daddy. My question is, as Christians, Jesus clearly asked us to worship God. Why do we not worship him? He stated in Matthew chapter 4, verses 4 to 10, and John chapter 4, verse 23, etc. While in John chapter 15 and 16, and John 24, verse 13, stated that we should ask anything in his name, meaning approaching God through him as the mediator. Conclusion, no doubt he is God the Son, but he never asked us to worship him the Son, but his Father, God alone. So why are we deviating? Same apply to Catholics, worshiping Mary instead of God. Wow. You just went semantic on this issue. We must be careful how we interpret scriptures and also read meaning into what others do. Though I'm not a Catholic, but I don't condemn their mode of worship. I also don't think or agree with you that Catholics worship Mary. No, they don't. If we go into analysis and argument on certain scriptures, we will end up nowhere. In fact, it will lead to confusion, especially to young minds. So each person will begin to interpret scriptures according to his own understanding. In John chapter 14, verses 13 to 14, and John 16, we should reference, Jesus Christ said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name or through my name, he will give it to you. The correct prayer mode is praying to God the Father through the name of Jesus Christ. So whether we say in Jesus' name at the beginning of the prayer, or we ended by saying all we ask in Jesus' name, it is the same thing, asking the Father in the name. No confusion. Prayers are to be made to God the Father, but in the name of Jesus Christ. Next, Daddy, please, will you be going to America this year for TPGF conference like you are going to the UK in June? Wow, I'm just wondering why you ask. Do you want to join us? I will be glad for as many TPGF members that can join us in these conferences from all over the world. UK, or let me say, Manchester conference is June 19 to 20, as I've been announcing, 2 days. TPGF members and listeners in UK and Europe should get prepared. All that can join us from Nigeria, Africa, USA, and all should also join us. Do your bookings now. The more, the merrier. We have plans to be in USA, Canada, or UAE as well. But I think it is wise to see how this America, Israel, and Iranian war is going, because it's affecting the whole world before we made that firm decision. The aviation industry now, not to talk about the economy, has been badly disrupted and affected. Let all of us be praying that this America, Israeli, and Iranian Iranian war will end on time, because the whole world is badly affected. We will let you know then. But UK Manchester conference has been firmly arranged. All that can, please join us and let's have a good time in Manchester, June 19 and 20. Next, I'm a single mom of one. Presently, my business is not moving well. I want to learn a skill, virtual assistance, to support myself. I need a mentor from our amazing TPGF to guide me through the process, because there are too many scammers online. God bless you, Daddy. Wow. TPGF members that we want to please take our sister through, please let us know. Then we will carry out our usual diligence to know who we are dealing with, both sides, before we connect you to each other. So let all the intended trainers talk to us. Please rebroadcast it to all on your contact. Do so daily. We are registering new members to TPGF worldwide and registering old members that are no longer receiving their turning point again. The procedure is the same. Save this number on your WhatsApp line, +234 8158 444 888. Then send a WhatsApp message, or please register me to the number you have just saved up. Registration procedure will be sent. Follow. You'll be registered and start receiving Turning Point daily. Everyone listen to this, please, and act on it. We have a TPGF channel. It's our own channel. Please get the information on how to register to our own channel from your line manager. When you are connected, start broadcasting to others or send a request chat on how you can register to our TPGF channel to the media director in case you no longer have a line manager. It's on +234-803-232-2276. Then it will put you through. TPGF Worldwide, please obey this my simple instruction. Let's register on our own TPGF channel, and we will get delivered from all this harassment from Facebook blocking us off from time to time. It is good to be on our own channel. Will you promise me you will do so? Please do so today. I will pray specially for everyone that is registering to our own TPGF channel. Talk to your line manager or send a chat to our media director as I have directed. Pay your tithe, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 444 this Sunday. Sunday is a good day to transmit all your tithe and your seed. TPGF members in UK, send a chat message of request for Turning Point account in HSBC in UK. Send that request to +274-111-28401. It shall be sent to you. Save it and use it to pay directly to the HSBC account in UK. It will save us a lot of charges doing so. May the Lord bless everyone that has listened. As you put all this into practice, you will see the hand of God stronger and greater than before. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great Sunday.